What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Paula, who's dead English?
60% of the time, it works every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before.
That's a fact.
If you learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Damn, you are joining me today. Michael Cutler on the phone. We'll get to him in just one moment. Producer Ann with us today, actually in studio.
Producer Ann is in studio, live.
Charlie
Hi,
Grimes,
Producer Ann.
Doing our engineering, so hello, Ann.
You're shy today?
A little bit. They let me hang out with them again today. It's pretty amazing.
You gotta speak up. We can't hear you. This is radio.
Oh, sorry. It's nice you guys let me hang out again with you.
Can, by the way, you don't have to lean in. You can,
yeah,
the
you can
mic
move the
will
mic.
Come
see
to you,
this,
by the way.
That's why they put
the
it on this.
Oh, I see.
That's why they
I
put
see.
It on this boomy thingy.
It moves around?
Moves around.
Okay, so speaking of moving around, let's get Michael Cutler on. All Michael, right. Welcome. What's going on? Happy New Year. Hope you had a great Christmas as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we did. We had a great Christmas, great Hanukkah. And in fact, my daughter-in-law just gave birth to our grandson, so we now have two
Congratulations.
Grandchildren. It doesn't get better. Thank
Congratulations.
You.
That's fantastic.
Good job, Michael. I have 15, so welcome to the club.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what John says every holiday. Oh,
quick,
my gosh.
Hey, real quick, just a side note. So, Michael, I got this cool little camera system I put in at home, and so I got this alert a moment ago that there was somebody at the front door, and what had happened was three of the grand boys went out. Two ran back in really quick and locked the other one outside, and I could see it all on camera.
Oh, my gosh. The incriminating evidence.
That's right. It was all right there. Anyways, they're fun. They're a joy to have around, so congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's good to hear that Ann is joining you today. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. It's nice to be able to be here and enjoy our phone conversations sometimes, so thank you.
Absolutely, so do I. And thank you so much for having me on the program, guys.
All right, let's
you
talk know. About Michael Dacca, the Dreamers, and what it would cost
sure.
us.
Well, you know, I was just on Fox News talking about the very same topic. This is an act of lunacy. By the way, I have to start out by making note of something. The term dreamer that we keep hearing about, which is what DACA was based on, and mm-hmm. based on a fraud perpetrated on the American people. I wrote a piece for Fox News Latino 2 days after the president spoke. I said that what he called prosecutorial discretion should really be called prosecutorial deception. But the word alien is the A in dreamers. So for all of this nonsense about don't you dare use the word alien because it's such a terrible word, the word alien becomes more than palatable when it pushes a very dangerous and illegal program. Isn't that interesting?
That is really, really interesting. Oh, Michael, by the way, when you were on Fox News, did you say, hey, I got to go because I'm going on Rush
to Reason? Exactly. Yeah, I've got these two guys in Denver I got to go talk to.
That was last week, so I didn't even
darn.
So, no, I'm sorry about that.
Darn.
But next time we'll try to
okay,
give you a
Okay, thank you. Give us a plug, would you? Thanks.
Sure.
All right, so $26 billion legalizing Dreamers would cost us. Explain that.
Sure, because you're talking about all of the services they're entitled to. And let's begin with the fundamental fact. Let's revisit just for a moment what Dreamers are and why the whole thing is nuts. We're talking about aliens who are not undocumented. This is Orwellian. You know, I wrote an article for The Social Contract. The road to tyranny is paved with language censorship. Just like the word alien, the word illegal, the word undocumented. You can't enter America undocumented. There is no such term. It's right out of George Orwell. They enter without inspection if they run the border. That means they're not vetted. So we don't know who they are. There have been no interviews, and there have been no field investigations. You know, I provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission. One of the big issues identified by the 9/11 Commission, and the focus of a hearing I did 4.5 years before 9/11, was visa fraud and immigration fraud, when people lie on applications for visas or for green card citizenship, political asylum, and so forth. So this was an open invitation to massive fraud. Over 800,000 aliens who ran our borders were not interviewed, were not subject to field investigation. If they gave the right answers, they were approved. Now, what most people don't know, and for one of the my 30 years with the INS, I acted as an adjudications officer. The adjudications officer can approve an application in minutes, but it can take days or longer to deny an application because it's got to meet legal sufficiency and so forth. So the pressure was on to approve everything. There was an approval rate approximating 95%.
Wow.
Now, look at the risk this creates for national security and public safety. 19 terrorists on 9/11 created more casualties for America than did the entire Japanese fleet at Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, and the death toll has not yet been completed. Less than 2 weeks ago, a police captain who had led the team of people that were digging through the pile, looking first for survivors and then for human remains, many people became sickened by the toxins they were exposed to. That was the reason for the Zadruga bill. Billions of dollars spent on people suffering all kinds of terrible diseases. This police captain, because of his exposure, was suffering from terrible cancer, had multiple surgeries, finally took his own life just 2 weeks ago.
That's too bad.
So the death toll continues, but yet nobody seems to want to talk about the 9/11 Commission report. And I provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission. I've arrested terrorists in my career. So we're talking about a huge population, and there would be several million more, apparently, who didn't show up way back when, and now they're saying, well, here I am. I don't think so, because we don't know when they really came here. You see, this. Look at the lies that were been told. Number one, Obama said this was about young people. Do you know what the age cutoff was back on 2012?
Wasn't it like 16 or something?
No, 31.
31. Okay, yeah, 31. Sorry, yes.
Right, but they had a claim they came before they were 60.
Right.
No one's adding that extra word, claim.
Right.
This isn't a deferred action childhood arrival. It should really be deferred action claimed childhood arrival.
So, Michael, and by the way, talking to Michael Cutler, we appreciate him joining us today. As you can tell, an expert in this. Michael, real quick, give your website out.
It's michaelcutler.net. I write for frontpagemag.com. I write for The Social Contract. And I have a radio show, the Michael Cutler Hour, on Blog Talk Radio Friday nights. But here's the problem.
Hey, real quick, before you jump, I did get a text message, and I knew you were coming on, so I told this particular person that was emailing me back and forth, actually texting back and forth, a good friend of mine, which, by the way, is a great question. Here's his text message. John, can you tell me why DACA and Dreamers are opposed to getting their citizenship and solving their issue that way?
They're not eligible. Why would we give them citizenship?
Great point.
You can't become a citizen. I want to be a citizen. Okay, stand on that line. It doesn't work that way. That's crazy.
Right.
You have got to, first of all, demonstrate good moral conduct. How in the world is running our border good moral conduct? Chuck Schumer, hypocrite in charge, leader in the Senate, said that he wanted a law 2 years ago that if you trespass on critical infrastructure or national landmarks, that you should be guilty of a federal crime similar to Railway Act, which would put you in jail for 5 years. He even talked about a 16-year-old kid who climbed a trade center that was under construction to replace the Twin Towers, and he said, this is dangerous. These people need to go to jail for 5 years. He might be right. However, when you trespass on America, Schumer wants to give you citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
We naturalize hundreds of thousands of new citizens every year. We grant green cards to about 1 million lawful immigrants every year, more than the rest of the world combined. It's not up for these people to say they want to be citizens. They're not entitled to anything.
Amen.
America has to decide.
Yeah.
We're doing this bass-ackwards, okay?
Yeah. No, you're right.
And there's supposed to be investigations which aren't being done, and that's why Faisal Shahzad, the Times Square bomber, was naturalized about a year before he set off the bomb in Times Square. Why, one of the Tsarnaev brothers who carried out the deadly attack at the Boston Marathon was granted citizenship less than a year before he carried out a deadly terror attack, because there's no integrity to the entire immigration system. So we've been told the immigration system is broken. I have a shock for you. The immigration system is working with extreme precision. It is the most effective agency and process in the entire federal government. It's failure by design, because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, and I'd love to know how many members of Congress and other politicians from both parties either belong to the American Immigration Lawyers Association or receive campaign contributions from them. They want to flood America with an unlimited supply of foreign workers, foreign students, and foreign tourists.
Yep.
And foreign voters.
Yep, foreign voters. Don't forget that one.
And there has been voter fraud. Make no mistake about that. But please understand, the system isn't broken, and the arguments are all false. We can't deport them all, so let's give everyone lawful status. Big lie. Have you ever heard a chief of police or a mayor say, too many people text while driving, we can't do anything about it?
Good point.
I wish they would, though.
Have you ever heard someone say, too many people drink and drive, so we can't do anything
about it? Good
point. Really good
point.
Now,
here's another question. You look at chain migration. Now, it's rational that if a person gets a green card, they move to America, they bring their spouses and their kids with them. That makes sense. We're not expecting people to get a divorce because they want to get a job in America. You bring your family. But when they become citizens, they can bring their parents, which I'm okay with, and Trump is okay with also, by the way. They might be elderly, maybe failing health, maybe you want them to watch the kids because the husband and wife both work. That's rational. That's fair. But why on earth should you be able to bring every single one of your brothers and sisters,
cousins and everybody
else, brothers and half-sisters, and their spouses and their kids?
Right.
So one person gets citizenship, that one person can bring in 40 people.
That's right. It's a ticket.
So then the argument is, well, but then you're separating families. Now, look how foolish this lie is. But see, the problem is Americans don't ask questions. I wrote an article a while back. I kind of ripped off Trump. You know, the art of the deal, for me, it's the art of the question. Mm. Voltaire said you judge a person's intelligence by the question he asks. Okay?
Okay.
Here's my question. Why do you need to give people lawful immigrant status to visit family members? A tourist visa works just fine.
That's right.
My oldest son moved to Virginia. He's an engineer. I'm super proud of his achievements and what he's doing. When I want to see him, I get in my car and I drive to Virginia.
That's right.
When I was an inspector at the airport, this season of the year was a busy travel season. You know why? Because lots of people would come to visit family members who had immigrated.
That's right.
And they go home.
That's right.
They don't move to America. They visit America, and they go home, and
right.
readmit tens of millions of non-immigrant temporary visitors. Why should someone getting citizenship entitle siblings he might not have seen for decades to legally move to America forever and
it's
bring
absurd.
His family and her family?
Shouldn't. No, great points. Michael,
good stuff.
But
you see, no one gives these alternatives to anybody.
You're right. No, good stuff. Michael, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for kicking off the show today. One more time with your website.
MichaelCutler.net. And I want people to make one New Year's resolution.
Sure.
Please speak your mind. The First
Amen.
Amendment is under attack. Safe spaces are a violation of the First Amendment. They're anti-American.
Amen.
Be armed with the facts, but please stand
yep.
your ground and
Amen.
Make people understand that you won't put up with the nonsense.
Amen.
Let's not be intimidated this coming year.
Very well said. Michael, Happy New Year. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
All you do. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for being
you
on
bet.
The show.
You bet. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. Let's do this. Bruce Simmons is coming up next. You just heard Bruce Simmons on right before we came on air because he's here every Thursday from 2:30 to 3 o'clock. He is our reverse mortgage specialist, and he would love to take care of any needs that you've got, even if you're just thinking about, hey, do I qualify? How does this work? What's the pros? What's the con? Bruce can walk you through all of that, and honestly, it doesn't fit everybody. You need to talk to him to find out if it does.
That's right. Maybe you want to build a wall around your house.
You could do that.
You could.
Maybe you want to hire a security guard.
You could do that, too. Or those cool cameras.
Or get Arlo.
Yeah.
So there you go. Bruce Simmons, reversemortgageradio.net, 303-467-7821. Call him now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Bruce Simmons, KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, conducts business in person because you, the homeowner, deserve to understand the process. Bruce gladly meets you in your own home, at a local restaurant, or wherever you prefer so that you may ask questions in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Your reverse mortgage allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into cash, potentially increasing your retirement resources by hundreds of thousands of dollars. You must interact face-to-face with your lender in order to fully grasp how the loan works. After dealing exclusively in reverse mortgages for nearly 15 years, Bruce knows that a phone conversation does not provide the same sense of security, and Bruce wants you to feel entirely at ease while you explore the details of your unique loan. Call 303-467-7821 to schedule a meeting with KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist. You will make a decision with complete confidence because you speak directly with Bruce.
All right, I am going to ask Ann a real quick question before we get into Extreme Auto Repair. Have you ever had your car worked on?
Yes.
Is it intimidating?
Yes.
Do you ever feel like as a lady you're not respected?
Yes.
That's not the way it is at Extreme Auto Repair.
I believe you.
You will walk in. They'll treat you with respect. They'll take great care of you, tell you exactly what you need, explain it in English. Not car talk, but English, because there is car talk, by the way. I'm a car guy, so I know that.
That from drive radio.
Yeah, there's all this slang term out there, so they will speak in normal English, explain everything to you, and treat you with the respect that every driver deserves.
And that is excellent, because it can be intimidating, and people can just really rake you over the coals.
Yep.
And fix things that don't need to be repaired. And
doesn't happen at Extreme. So go out there, get the respect you deserve for you and your vehicle in the heart of Parker, 303-841-1071, and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Dan, my New Year's resolution, because Michael Cutler was just talking about New Year's resolutions, I think my New Year's resolution is I'm going to find my own safe space.
The John Rush safe space? Where could that be?
Bristlecone Shooting Range.
Oh, yeah, baby.
They're coming on board as a sponsor, and that'll be a place I go hang out for my safe space.
Oh, you're going to love it over there, John.
How's that sound?
You're going to absolutely love it over there. And so are our listeners. They're going to love Bristlecone Shooting.
So we will talk more to them in the weeks ahead. But just a real side note there, a real quick side note, I should say, is thank you, Bristlecone. Thanks for joining us. We'll be talking more about that in the weeks ahead. But in the meantime, you can pop in there and say, I heard you guys on Dan and John's show on Rush to Reason, and I'm here, and how can you help me? And they will.
They will. They are so attentive. It's fantastic.
Range, product, guns, ammo, lessons, you name it.
They've got it.
They got it. And they have ladies' nights on Tuesday nights.
That's right. It's a great deal.
Ladies shoot free.
That's right.
So we'll talk more about that.
You can even
ahead.
Bring your husband or your boyfriend, and the ladies get to shoot for free.
Which we had some folks from KLZ do that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
and they loved it.
We'll be doing more of those events. So be on the lookout is what I should say here in the near future. Dan and I will be talking about some of that. We're going to try to put together some remotes even where we do some broadcast live from there. We'll have some special events, things like that. So just be listening. We'll do some special things out there. But, yes, I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that they were going to be a new sponsor for us, and that would be my safe space, Dan.
That is definitely a safe space
for
those of us that
love guns.
And
I don't want to step on their toes at all because, sponsor all that. But if I didn't have all the other things I'm doing going on, I'd own a gun range. How much I like them.
Oh, yeah. Well, John, I'm still working on the gun snuggly for you.
But since they've got it handled, I don't need to now because they can
well,
do all
Well, your
that.
Christmas present, I got you that
you
from
did.
Bristlecone Shooting.
Yeah, good stuff.
How'd you like that anyway?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So we just got to go shooting now.
Yeah.
We will do that. So, again, just wanted to do a special welcome to them. And, Michael was talking about safe spaces. That would be mine, Dan. Okay, real quick, before we go to our next break, I thought this would fit Dan very well. Just because Dan talks about his hair so much.
I'm covering up my hair now.
And I got a nice orange cap on. Sportsman
of Colorado. Thank
you, Scott Watley. The haircut from hell lands a stylist behind bars. So are you looking at the picture?
This truly was.
Ann's probably got this in the notes, but you want me to email it? Okay, Ann's gotta put this up on Facebook.
So what's really sad about this haircut is it looks like mine. Intentionally. Mine intentionally looks like this. But
This is in Wisconsin. Madison.
Yeah,
Madison,
that's
Wisconsin.
Why you don't go to Wisconsin for a haircut.
Don't go to Wisconsin for a haircut.
Never.
So if Cassie's listening, Cassie, we do miss you. And do they do haircuts in Wisconsin like this all the time?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That's why they always come across the border to Minnesota to get a real haircut.
Got it. So Madison police say that they arrested a hairstylist accused of snipping a 22-year-old customer's ear. Police spokesman Joel Despain said that the victim told officers that the hairstylist told him to stop fidgeting and moving his head before nicking his ear on Friday. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Despain says the hairstylist then ran the clipper with the shortest attachment down the middle of the customer's head, leaving him to look like a bit like Larry from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we call that a white man's mohawk.
Ball down the middle.
Yep.
Despain said officers arrested 46-year-old Khalid A. Shabani. Well, there's your first clue as to why you shouldn't be having him cut your hair. On suspicion of mayhem and disorderly conduct while armed. Armed with clippers?
Oh, yeah.
Those
John,
things are
just
deadly?
Just think about it. If you went in and the hairstylist did this to you,
I'd be a little ticked.
Yeah, a little? Oh, my gosh.
Despain says that Shabani, Khalid Shabani, told officers that it was an accident. Well, no offense, but when you run that thing down the middle of your hair and you leave it bald, I don't think that was an accident.
This is what we call hair jihad.
Allah Akbar, baby.
Allah Akbar.
Right down the middle. There you go.
Yeah, scalping the infidel right there.
Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to be, you know, mean or rude or racist or anything like that, but, you know, when the barber's name is Khalid Al-Shabani, I'm gonna probably check this guy out a little bit and watch the other haircuts he's done prior to me walking in. Just saying. Not because there's not a trust factor there, but there's not! Just saying. I mean, these are the guys strapping, you know, bombs to themselves, walking around blowing themselves up, and I want him cutting my hair?
No.
I mean, really? Yeah, you're right. It's a hair jihad.
Hair jihad.
It's a new name. That's good, actually. Hair jihad. The guy's now bald. I'm going to have somebody mad at me for what I just said, but, you know, hey, that's because there's no safe space here.
No, none whatsoever.
That's bristlecone shooting.
This is a politically correct free zone.
Haircut from hell. Now, if you look at this guy's haircut, I'd be a little torqued.
A little? So, John, it'd be like you coming into the studio looking like me.
It looks pretty bad.
It's really bad.
I'm just saying, it looks pretty bad. Let's see what Tom has to say. Tom, welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I just had a quick question. I heard that deal you've got going. What's that shooting range name?
It's called Bristlecone Shooting Range, and they're in Inglewood?
Lakewood. Just off of Highway 6 in Sims.
It's kind of the border of Lakewood, Inglewood. So basically a little southwest.
Okay. Well, it's a long drive for me, but it might be worthwhile. I was just curious, if I went up and I was identifying as a woman that day, would they take me on for the free shoot?
Well, they might. Yeah, they might. They're pretty equal when it comes to that. Yeah, they may.
I mean, do I have to wear a dress or a pantsuit?
Oh,
or, you know,
I don't know. Dan, what do you think? What do you think they'd say?
I'm not quite sure. I'm
we'd
not
have
quite
to,
sure
we might
how
have
that
to ask
work.
First, Tom.
You've stumped me, Tom. You've really stumped me.
But we can always ask. Now, I'll tell you this. Even though it's a drive, I would tell you this, Tom. They will take fantastic care of you. They've got a full gunsmith on staff. Everything you want to think about buying is there, and a 25-yard range all in one facility. It's great. You would love it. It'd be worth a drive.
That sounds like a blast.
All right. If you go in there, just make sure you tell them you heard us tell them, told you to go in there and mention our name, and they'll take great care of you.
Okay, I'll do it.
Tom,
do
thanks.
It. You guys
really,
have a
no,
good afternoon.
No, appreciate it. Have a great New Year's and good afternoon.
Yeah,
thank
thanks,
you.
Tom.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, this is going to be fabulous for all our listeners because they're going to take great
really
care
is,
of them.
Yes. I'm so excited about
this. We have been
this.
Looking for a gun range to join, a gun shop gun range to join us for a long time
not
now.
Not just anyone. We not wanted anyone. A high-quality gun range, and this is it right here.
Yep. So, Bristlecone, thank you very much. We got all other calls coming in. By the way, lines are open, 303-477-5600. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Let's do this. Front Range Mortgage is coming up next. And if you have a jumbo loan, which some do, some have had them for a very long time, and some know exactly what they cost because they're typically a few points higher than, not points full, but it's just a higher rate than what you're going to get on a regular traditional mortgage. And you know that if you have a jumbo mortgage. So call Front Range today. Find out how you can lower your rate and potentially save some money. 303-500-1900 is the number. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo arm, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Join me weekdays from noon to 1 for Haystack Help Radio. We'll help with consumer problems, give you quality business referrals, let you know about the latest scams, and we'll also give great help for seniors. Weekdays, noon to 1 for Haystack Help Radio. Check out our website, haystackhelpradio.com.
Listen to Colorado Wellness Wednesdays at 2 right here on KLZ because your teeth really do impact the health of your heart.
That to me is powerful information that we need to deal with the bacteria profile. And I believe the percentage was 50% of the people that had a heart attack had an abscessed tooth. We're just not sitting around drinking a beer making this stuff up.
KLZ's own Dr. Stephen Olson, Wednesdays at 2 right here on AM 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Warren, what's going on, man?
Hey, Warren.
Hi, guys.
How we doing?
Love you, brother.
Thank you, man. Likewise.
And, great programming. Ann has done a superb job.
Yes, she has.
Thank you, Warren. And it's nice to be able to say hi to you because I enjoy it when you call into the show. So thanks for calling in.
No, it's always a pleasure. And I got to tell you a funny story, guys.
Let's hear it.
There's a new word that's vulgarity.
Okay.
Now, I got a bill from Verizon this weekend, and they had me down for two residents. And I'm going, no, I only live in one residence.
Right.
I live in Berthoud, and they had me down at work in Greeley for another residence.
Okay.
And I said, well, what kind of crapola is that?
Okay.
Oh, guys, I made a mistake. She gave me a really harsh review.
For saying crapola?
Because you said crapola?
Yeah.
What? Really?
And I... well, hon, you've lived in a sheltered life.
Yeah, is she a snowflake from here in the United States, or is she a snowflake from India?
The bad news is it takes me 20 minutes to get through to another operator.
Ah, okay.
But it all got situated, but it's just a funny world we live in.
Crapola. We say crapola on the air all the time. We're okay.
Yeah, we say crapola a lot.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're not a PC, correct radio show either.
Well, I'd say you guys are pretty pretty spot on. And I got to tell you, John, yesterday with Amy, you were spot on, dude.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And by the way, I'll give a shout-out for Amy. She does a really good job, takes a lot of heat at times, and I feel does a really good job of communicating, what she does. And Amy Ford from CDOT was on with us yesterday. That's who Warren's talking about.
And you are correct, John, and she's a smart girl, and she just works for a bum.
Yeah?
Well, the thing...
I better be careful. I'll get kicked off the earth.
You could say bum.
Yeah, that bum works. Crapola, no, but bum is okay.
Well, no, actually, crapola. Don't, Warren, so next time you get a caller from India, so you call in the service and you get somebody from India, just say, holy cow.
Ooh, that probably doesn't work too well either. Because they don't eat cows.
I never say that, Dan.
But, they don't eat cows, Dan.
Holy cow.
if I say hick and blooper, that might go down as vulgarity.
It could.
Chicken looper. That's what I call him. I'm not a hick and looper fan, just so everybody knows. The guy just grinds on me. I'm sorry. I can't handle the guy. Sorry.
John, you're not telling me anything new.
Yeah, he's not a leader. That's probably the best way to explain it, Warren. Not a leader. And we need a leader in the governorship in Colorado to get the state back on track, period.
Hey, Warren, you have to admit this. We finally have a leader in the White House.
Yes, we do.
What does he do? He manages restaurants. What does that tell you?
All I need to know.
There you go.
All I need to know. Warren, I love you, man. Thanks.
I'll see you.
All right, man. Thanks, appreciate Warren. It very much. Love, Warren.
That Warren's great.
Yeah, it was a great segment yesterday with Amy Ford. So just everybody that missed that, we're going to do our best to get Amy on a regular routine basis every single month. We'll get that dialed in with her schedule. But we always have a lot of fun with Amy. She does a great job. Takes a lot of heat. And
that's one of the reasons we like to have her, because she'll take the heat.
And she does well with it. Yeah, she does well with it and has good explanations. And keep in mind, she's just the spokesperson.
Well, okay. So the first time we had her on, remember the list of grievances you and I had? We started pounding her on everything.
And some of those I still have.
Yes.
Why is 270 still a mess?
Why is 270 still in existence?
And in defense of them, because there's other projects that are bigger than that, like I-70.
Yep, I-70 and 25.
Yeah, so in defense of them, there's other fish to fry. And in defense of CDOT, you know, we're throwing stones in a lot of cases at the wrong entity.
Yeah, it needs to be thrown at the legislature and
Thank
the governor.
You, because they're the ones that dictate where the money goes. And if we quit spending money in places we shouldn't and put it in places we should, they'd have more money.
You can go all the way back to Governor Lamb as to why we're in the mess we're in.
He started it all. If you don't build it, they won't come.
That's right. I'm going to drive a stake right through the heart of 470. That's right. Why you have 370.
That's what he said.
Yep,
exactly.
I just want to tell you, after driving the roads here, Jesse Ventura got in trouble in Minnesota for commenting about the drunken Irish designing the roads in St. Paul. I think somebody in Colorado knows somebody in Minnesota, because those roads are a nightmare driving those.
Mm-hmm.
Not being from here, not knowing where you're going, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just very thankful I didn't have any collisions.
Oh, so are too.
But I would have known what to do, because I would just listen to drive radio and they would...
There we go.
Take
we walk you
me.
Through it. And we
That's
got all
right.
the sponsors you need to get it all straightened out.
That's right.
And then some. Okay, so I got a few things I want to talk about before the end of this hour. You will enjoy these, Dan. Medieval hygiene practices of the Middle Ages. We all know the Middle Ages as an inviolable time to be alive, but do you really know what people's daily lives were like? When it came to staying fresh, their secrets might be best left in the dark. Okay? You ready for some of these?
Yeah, go for it. I can't find the list, though.
It's in
there.
It's in
the notes.
It's in there. You'll find it. Come on, man. Come on, Dan. You find it yet?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Here. Be glad we don't do this anymore.
Yeah, be glad we don't do this anymore. Okay, so number one, chamber pots and privies. Believe it or not, widespread use of indoor plumbing wasn't all that common until recently. If you were unlucky enough to be poor in the Middle Ages, you were basically forced to clear your system where you could, and if you were dealing with anything solid, you were tasked with burying it after you were finished. If you were wealthy in some fashion, your situation got a little better, but not by much. In many Tudor houses, what's a Tudor house? Like two-story or what?
I guess. I don't know.
You'll find something called, it's a design, Charlie says. It's something called a privy, otherwise known as an outhouse. In the best case scenario, a privy would be a small shack that would afford you some privacy, though it still consists of a slab of wood over a hole in the ground. The waste would immediately plunge into the moat, where thankfully it would be carried away for you to never see it again. If your privy happened to be outside of your home, there's a slim chance that you'd want to trek outside in the middle of the night for just a quick bathroom break. In this situation, you would use something called a chamber pot, which was essentially a decorative bowl that served as your toilet during the night. While not exactly a bad idea, the thought of our own waste sitting in a room with us the entire night is definitely foreign to all of us today.
Oh, it is. I just thank God every day I was born when I was born.
Oh, me too. I had toilets. Thank you.
Toilets.
Thank
air
you, God.
Conditioning. Thank you, dear
and
Lord.
And a urinal.
And a urinal.
Thank
yes,
you.
And a
thank
urinal.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
What happens after a chamber pot has been filled is even worse. The waste would eventually be tossed straight out of a window down onto the streets below. Those who were in charge of that task for the day often yelled out, I think I'm saying this right, guard loo, which was the warning for anyone down below to get out of the way.
You heard that. You ran.
You didn't look up.
No. Hey, what was that? No, don't do that.
I'm so glad I didn't have to use an outhouse as a kid. But because my grandparents and my mom grew up and did.
Like I said, once again, thank you, Lord, for having me born.
You and I were like 15 years removed of that, basically, or so. Maybe 20. But still, 20 years earlier, we'd have been using outhouses as kids.
Oh, yuck.
You know, back in the day, they decorate the outhouse, too. You know, the nicer the family or, you know, the more wealth you had, the better the outhouse. I'm not joking by that.
You're right.
You could tell a lot of somebody's wealth by what the outhouse looked like.
Yeah.
And you know, and honestly, it's not much different today. Depending upon how fancy the bathroom is, has to do a lot with your wealth, does it not?
It does. It really does.
So if you got like the old steam shower, triple heads, heated floor, marble all around, a couple of shower heads, you're doing pretty well typically.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
You can walk in and out of it, not have to draw a curtain. You know, typically you're doing pretty well.
And you're not if you're still pulling slivers out of your butt.
Exactly.
You're not doing so well.
Exactly. Just saying. And by the way, if the shower is in a separate room from the toilet and it's in a separate room from the actual sinks.
Then you're doing really good.
You're doing really well.
Yeah.
And a lot of houses I know today have that, but not all do. A lot of the older houses don't have that. Right?
No, they don't, John.
A lot of apartments don't have that.
A lot of apartments don't have that. A lot of regular houses don't have that.
No. So again, even today, with the old outhouse or the bathroom has a lot to do with where you're at in life. It's amazing, isn't it?
However, I feel that even if you just can hear the flushing sound, you're doing pretty good.
By the way, I have this one toilet at home that came in my house. And I have an extra one that I'm saving. Because this bad boy back in the day, these things were built. They're still built today, but they're super expensive. But back then, they were fairly common for people to have. But they were a Kohler Power Flush.
Oh, sweet.
This bad boy, if you look it up on YouTube, you can put a box of Legos in the toilet, and it will flush them all.
So, like, when you flush the toilet, you can actually watch your water meter move.
It goes whoosh, and blasts it all
down.
That's
the way to do it.
And I have one left that kept. The thing is,
you know, those
awesome.
Are illegal in Colorado.
They probably are. That's why I'm keeping it. It's contraband.
You know, to buy a good toilet in Colorado, you have to go to Cheyenne.
Yeah, the dumb thing is, you know, you have to flush the ones that save water. You got to flush like 15 times.
Yeah, I know. It's
so there's no savings.
No, there isn't.
So it's 1.5 per flush, but you're flushing 3 times.
That's right.
So there's no savings.
So you ever seen those toilets with a number 1 flush or the number 2 flush?
Yeah, I hate those. Yeah. Just give me the number 2.
Poof. Let it go.
So to speak. All right, Don is joining us now. Let's see what Don has to say. Don, welcome. What's going on, Don?
Hey, you guys are complaining about outhouses. They're not so bad. I just put one in 5 years ago, and it's got a solar-powered fan to run the air up and out. It's very comfortable.
Hey, that's pretty sweet.
That's a nice outhouse.
Yeah. Now, have you got it so you don't get slivers when you use it?
So is it heated? See, my problem with an outhouse in the winter is it's awfully cold.
Well, then we use the chamber pot inside. I've been using those since 1956, I think it was, when I lived with my grandma in Colorado Springs. Wow. The basement only had a chamber pot. It didn't have a bathroom.
Really?
And she insisted, you use the chamber pot, you're going to clean it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd be
good
that
rule,
with you.
By the way. Yeah,
good rule.
I'd have that rule, too. Mm-hmm. You use it, you clean it.
Yeah,
hey, Don, you know how many times
I've real quick, the problem with being in the basement and throwing it out the window is it doesn't work out so well.
It's hard to throw it out the window in the basement. Yeah. So, Don, you know how many times I've used the chamber pot?
Pardon?
You know how many times I've used the chamber pot?
None.
Never, ever, never, never, never.
It's not that bad, guys.
Really?
It sure beats leaving it on the floor.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I buy that.
Yeah, good point. Okay, so real quick, Don, did this house that you did, was this like a secondary home? Don, he left us. I wanted to find out from Don if that was a secondary home or not.
That's just like a cabin in the woods or something.
It had to be.
Has to be.
Dale, real quick, what's going on?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing great.
When I was in Vietnam, we had these big 12-pot outhouses, and they dumped a hole and everything, and you had a crew, and you'd go by and you'd put like 10 gallons of gas and 10 gallons of diesel fuel in the hole to burn it.
Ooh.
And I got it. I got the detail one day, and I dumped the last 10 gallons of gas I had and didn't realize I was out on diesel fuel. Went to get the diesel fuel, and it sit for about 20 minutes. And the sergeant major went in with his book under his arm.
Cigarette.
Cigar. And threw that cigar in the hole. Oof. And it lifted the building about 3 foot off the ground.
Woof.
Blew him off of the
That was
ceiling.
A hot load, so to speak.
Yeah, it was something else.
Wow.
We either did it that way, right?
So here's the question. Here's the question, Dal. So, Sergeant Major, how did you earn your Purple Heart?
Would that be a purple butt, Dan?
A purple, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it bounced him off the ceiling, and like I said, that whole building raised about
that's hilarious.
3-4 foot in the air.
That's hilarious. That's a good one. Dell, I don't know if I can top that story today. That's pretty good.
That's a great story.
Thanks, Dell. Got to take a break.
You know, you're only going to hear that story on Rush
Tourism. That's exactly right.
Nowhere else.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning coming up next. And maybe you've got an outhouse you want to leave to somebody. Or a chamber pot, Dan.
Or you never know when Dell may be
pouring the gas in. That's right. You never know. You might need that sooner than you think. So if that's the case, get Michael Bailey on your side. Mobile Estate Planning, 720-394-6887. Call him now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
So you haven't called Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, yet. But really, what's the worst that could happen today? Well, first, you could die without a will, and then your oldest child will start a fight with the rest of your family about what should happen with what you left behind. And then, because you didn't take a little time to make a plan, all of your assets get tied up in the probate court. And because the court case takes so long to be settled, all of your spouse's savings get used up on legal fees, and they're forced to move into that tent city on the outskirts of town because it's all they can afford. And your youngest child will have to join a secret military team as an undercover spy just to make ends meet. All while your oldest grows more resentful because they feel entitled to your assets, and they become a wild-eyed megalomaniac and end up building an elaborate, slow-moving torture laser that they use on your youngest while monologuing about world domination. Now you get the point? All of this could happen because you didn't call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, while you still had a chance. Call Michael Bailey at 720-394-6887 to avoid the worst that could happen. He'll come to you and get your will drafted today.
Cancer will undoubtedly affect each of us eventually. This Sunday on Colorado Care Connections, we'll speak with the American Cancer Society and learn about the many ways they support Americans with a cancer diagnosis. Please join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. on Colorado Care Connections here on KLZ. Colorado Care Connections is sponsored by Comfort Care Home Care.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Lines are open, by the way, 303-477-5600. Somehow we got to talking about outhouses, Dan.
This is Rush to Reason, John. Does this surprise you in any way?
We talk about anything here. Pat, welcome. What's going on?
Yeah, when I was growing up, we had a cabin up on Mount Baldy in Southern California, and we had a corner room, which was you accessed the potty from inside the cabin, but it was the kind where it had to be cleaned out at times.
And I assume since it was the corner, you'd go outside to the corner of the house and clean it there?
I never saw anybody do it, but it went down a ways, and I don't remember any time it being cleaned out specifically, but I do remember the corner room.
The corner room. Interesting. I didn't know about a corner room. I'm going to look it up. I'm sure there's information on it. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, the cabin was a one-room cabin. We had a pot-bellied stove, a kerosene three-burner stove. When the six couples bought it, they added a loft where you had three studio couches downstairs, and there were three double beds, spring and mattress upstairs, and one single bed spring and mattress.
Hmm.
It was right on the floor, and originally, it was a ladder you had to climb up, and eventually they fastened a set of stairs so that you could go up to go to bed.
Got it.
But it was fun.
Wow. All right, I'm going to look up corner outhouses, and I'll figure it out. Pat, thank you so much. Thanks, that's a good story. I didn't know that. In fact, I just looked up on the WikiHow, Dan, how to construct an outhouse.
Really?
Yeah, so there's instructions on it. Max, what's going on, sir?
Hey.
How we doing, Max?
Hey, Max.
Man, we're doing good.
Good.
Hey, buddy. This is Max, with the Maximum Homes and Lancer.
Yep.
I wanted to give you my Vanna White impression of what a Tudor-style home is.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Okay.
Tudor homes are characterized by their steeply pitched gable roofs, playfully elaborating masonry chimneys, often with chimney pots, embellished doorways, groupings of windows, of course, and other types of finishings, of course, that you certainly would like to have in your architectural background of homes.
Makes sense. Yep.
That's a Tudor home.
That's a Vanna White Tudor home
that's
right
very
there.
Very good.
Max, good job.
Very
so real, real quick, Max, give yourself a plug. What station are you on with us here at Crawford, and when can folks hear you?
You know, the one and only KLZ 560 AM radio, Denver, Colorado.
What day?
What day and time?
We are on Saturdays from 2 to 2.30 p.m.,
yep.
buddy, following the Scott Watley Show.
That's right. So the lineup
Drive
is
Radio.
Drive Radio.
Yep.
Then
Drive
it's
Radio.
Sportsman of Colorado. Then it's Max.
Then it's Max Johnson.
Yep. Yep. Good stuff, Max. I appreciate you joining us, by the way, on Saturdays. It's good stuff.
Oh, it is good stuff. And, Dan, you are one of the funniest guys I've ever heard. Man, what's up with the haircut jihad?
My haircut jihad.
It's
pretty good. Max, we love you. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
later.
Max.
All right. And so I just found all of the instructions to constructing an outhouse.
Okay, so what do you need? Grandma's handyman?
No, you would. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
You got to dig a hole. You build some stuff. You know, put some things together, some wood, you know, square holes. You got to get things done correctly with the hole you dig. It's not just any hole.
It has to be the right hole.
It has to be the right hole. You know, a lot of things you do. So, yeah, I am very, very thankful. I'm like that. Dan, I am very thankful that I live in the day and age where we have indoor plants. Now, I guess in defense of those folks, if they didn't have it and you didn't know any better, you just get used to it, I guess, right?
No. No, never.
You never used to using an outhouse?
Used to it. You'd be going, why haven't they invented indoor plumbing yet?
You probably didn't eat much past 4.
No, not if you wanted to sleep.
Because otherwise you'd have to be up.
Because you could become bear food or something out in the middle of the night.
Well, it depends on where you live.
Of course, you know what is found in most bear poop?
Humans?
No, granola and whistles.
Yeah, the whistle. You only have to worry about when you're trying to outrun the bear is, are you faster than the other guy?
The other guy, exactly.
That's all you have to worry. You don't have to be the fastest. You just have to be faster than the slowest guy.
That's right. Kids, nice knowing you.
Like on Jumanji.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Jumanji yet.
Great movie.
It's a hilarious movie.
Great, great movie. A lot
I
of
loved
fun.
It. It was absolutely a blast. I'm going to say, and I saw some good movies over the summer, but I will say that Andy was right. It's going to go down as one of the best movies of the year.
It has to. It was really great entertainment.
It's not a Winston Churchill movie.
No,
it's
which
not
was really
that.
Good too,
it's not that.
No.
It's just a fun movie to go
two
have fun.
Two different movies, two different
it's just
genres,
fun to go enjoy
great.
And have fun, yes. And it was really a blast, I will say
is
that.
Is Jack Black hysterical or what?
It's great.
Yeah,
the
Jack
whole movie was
great.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I won't give any more away because I'll spoil the ending and stuff, but it's just it's a hilarious movie.
Oh, just real quick, John. So we were talking about Bristol cone shooting. Mm-hmm. I gave out the wrong street. No. You take Highway 6 to Union.
Right.
And then you take Union down
Union
to almost
South.
Alameda.
Union South.
Yeah, almost Alameda. It's the first light before Alameda. Take a right.
All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Life Choice is coming up next. If you value life like we do and you would like to participate in valuing life, go to lifematters.org and get your end-of-year donation in now. You can find out all the information of how to donate, what to do for year-end giving, and it's all right there on the website at lifematters.org. Why do you want to go there? Because life matters at Life Choices.
This year, 400 babies in northern Colorado are celebrating their first Christmas because of Life Choices. At Life Choices Pregnancy Centers, women facing unplanned pregnancies receive compassionate counseling as they decide whether they will parent, adopt, or abort. Rick Thielen tells the story of one young woman who got a text message from God in a Planned Parenthood parking lot.
So this young woman scheduled herself for an appointment at Planned Parenthood. What we did not know is that she had scheduled it for the same time that she was scheduling to come back to get an ultrasound with us. She was literally sitting in the parking lot of Planned Parenthood. Our nurse texted her, "Just want to remind you of your appointment." She sat there, and this is her words. She says, "I took that as a sign from God that I was sitting in the wrong parking lot." If it hadn't been for that text, the woman would have went in and had her abortion.
Your year-end gift to Life Choices offers hundreds of babies the chance to celebrate their first Christmas next year. To donate stock, call Rick Thielen directly at 303-651-2050.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, we're going to put this on Facebook Live, but my wife just went into our bathroom with the power flush toilet because I asked her to send me a video, Dan, because you can hear this bad boy flush.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put this next to the speaker.
Right, get it right down there. Get it right down there.
Get ready to flush.
Now that might
that's a toilet.
That is some real power.
That's a power flush toilet
want.
Right there.
Absolutely. That's a real toilet.
Kohler Power Flush.
The Kohler Power Flush, which you can no longer buy in Colorado.
Probably not.
So if you need
that
one.
That thing probably just used 5 gallons of water.
It probably did. So if you need one, go to Cheyenne. I bet you can get one in Cheyenne.
Now, you know, probably didn't use, honestly, it probably didn't use 5 pounds because the way the vacuum tank and stuff works, it probably is only like a 3 gallon flush or something.
Yeah, but let's just say it takes the 5.
I don't
let's
care.
Just use that water, baby. Let's use it.
I know one thing. You can put anything down that thing and it flushes. No joke. You can go on YouTube and you can put, like, you know how hard marbles are to flush because they're round?
Yeah.
You can, like, pour marbles in it to the, like, up to the rim and it'll flush them all down. No joke. Because I did a little research trying to figure out, should I keep this thing? Because we remodeled the bathrooms not that long ago. And I'm like, yeah, this toilet's a little old. The color's not exactly what we want. But, man, does this thing flush. Now, I had another one that was basically the old 70s pinkish color, you know, bathtub and toilet,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was really
yeah,
in back
that.
In the
that
day. Well, it's not now,
toilet.
So that one I did
we
remove.
Even had the pink sinks.
I still have it. So if anybody wants it, I've actually got the full cast iron tub, the Power Flush pink toilet, and the sink that goes with it if you want a matching set.
Yeah, if you were going to do a retro bathroom,
that baby would
that
work.
Would be it.
Or if you got like a shop you want to put it in, you could do that as well. Because, man, the thing flushes like no tomorrow.
Then you can really see how your manly men customers take to a pink bathroom in your shop.
That's exactly right. So, Jeff Kitty, if you want a pink bathroom, we'll set you up. Just saying. And it's all good stuff. It's all good high-end Kohler stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that stuff.
It's dynamite.
That was
great
stuff
back in the day, man, it was expensive stuff.
Now, is there any way you can throw in the shag carpet?
I'm sure I could put some lime green, you know, shag carpet in there somehow.
Because that lime green carpet always went well with pink.
You got to rake it.
Yeah.
Remember, you had the shag rake back in the day where you raked the carpet. Because it got wore down a little bit, so you had to shake. You know, you had to. You know,
you just don't want our Islamic barber taking care of your shag.
No, no, no. You don't want jihad the carpet.
No, because they think you know you've got a hardwood floor.
That's exactly right. Warren, what's up, man?
You know, I usually don't chime in twice a day, but I got on outhouses. You guys are you ain't got a clue.
No,
no, we don't, and we
don't
want one.
Want to either.
No, I don't want to know.
No, I've used a fair amount, but I'm good.
I'll tell you what, you dig a 10-foot hole in the ground, and you set your outhouse on it.
Yeah.
Now, my grandmother was in Kentucky, and when we would go see her, now, we had indoor plumbing at home.
Right.
When I went down to see her, I thought I was in a different world.
Wow.
Because you did not have indoor plumbing.
You know, we had some relatives along those same lines.
And in the kitchen, it was a pump handle that fed water. You didn't have hot water right off. But when you went to the outhouse, you know what you used for your wiping tissue?
Newspaper?
No, you used the Sears catalog.
Oh, there you go. I was going to say maybe the Washington Post, but, you know, okay, the Sears catalog works.
Not really, bud.
Just saying, you could use the Washington Post or, you know, the New York Times.
Denver
either one works.
Works
or the Denver Post, for that matter. Yeah, any of those would work.
I could hardly wait to get home.
Warren, thanks, man. Thanks, we got to run, top of the hour break.
Right.
Okay, enough potty talk. Your sister said, I can't believe the amount of potty talk you guys have. We have potty mouths.
Lots of potty talk.
Don't we, Dan?
Yes, we do.
Because we talk about bathrooms a lot.
We do.
It's a guy thing.
Well, it's an important thing.
It really is. Speaking of which, I'm going to go use in just a moment.
Yeah, we're on our way.
Top of the hour.
Yes, we are.
And there's a urinal waiting for me. It's got my name on it.
We use proper urinal etiquette around here,
too. That's exactly. We'll talk
about
that,
too. And they talk about it in Jumanji, too.
Oh, they do, too.
It's great.
Jumanji's great, by the way. All right, another hour coming your way. If it's getting close to 7 o'clock, have a fantastic evening. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Rush to Reason. We'll be right back here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.